This program is brought to you with support from the U.S. EPA. We're here to present the EFC Network podcast. The Environmental Finance Center Network is a partnership of 12 centers serving 10 EPA regions. The EFCN provides training and technical assistance to small water and wastewater systems. This podcast series has been designed to help system personnel improve technical, managerial, and financial capacity of the utilities and communities they serve.
Hello, this is Brian Bonsack, Program Manager at Wichita State University's Environmental Finance Center. And today I'd like to talk with you about the number 10,001 and issue a challenge to you to be that one. Now, what's the topic? Well, the topic is raising awareness of the benefits to both the public health and environment that your wastewater treatment plant provides. Like many of us, I largely took wastewater treatment processing plants and the benefits for granted until I took this position. Except I'll share with you that that's not quite true. Prior to this position, I was the national coordinator for the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service's Clean Vessel Act grant program. That program provides grant funds to state agencies to develop sewage pump-out facilities and programs to remove sewage from recreational boaters' boats, as well as to develop and deliver outreach programs that raise the awareness of the benefits or the need for boaters to properly dispose of their sewage. Without that particular grant program, thousands of gallons of recreational boater sewage would be dumped into our waters, and many of those waters are the drinking water sources for thousands or hundreds of thousands, probably millions of individuals throughout the U.S. So it was in that program that I started with developing my appreciation for the importance of proper processing of wastewater and the role that it plays in our environment. And now to get to you about the 10,001. What does that number and why am I challenging? Well, in my previous position, I got to attend many different conferences focused on recreational boating and fishing. And one of those conferences that got to hear a great presentation about the number of marketing messages that we receive daily. And surprisingly, that message is estimated that we receive about 10,000 in marketing or outreach messages every day on different topics. And just think about it in your life. What are you exposed to? Billboards, ads on TV, ads on the radio, ads on Facebook. So it's not surprising that researchers have found that we're exposed to about 10,000 marketing messages a day. And so I have a question for you. How many of those marketing and outreach messages are focused on the benefits of your wastewater treatment plant and the great work that your employees are doing? My guess is that for most of us, the answer is zero or very, very few. And it's for that reason I issue you the challenge of being 10,001. Let's be that one. Let's have you be that one person or that one organization that increases the marketing to raise awareness of the benefits of your wastewater treatment plant so that we, the general public, know more about the essential services that the plan is providing and the benefits it's providing to everyone with protecting our nature, aquatic health, and public health. So with that challenge being laid, where do we start? Where do you start? Well, here's some general advice from me. First, I would start with talking to the operators of your plant. If you're a wastewater utility board member or a supervisor, get out and talk with those staff members. They're doing an incredible job, and they largely are probably keeping many of their secrets that they experience every day, probably keeping their experience quiet or not sharing, because they probably don't have opportunities to share it. Now, what are some of the things that they could potentially share with you that might be of interest? Maybe, one of those is what gets screened out on their screening, on the screening devices. Folks are amazed from stories of things that show up on those screening devices at the first of the plant. Heard everything from soccer balls to 2x4s, Just amazing things. And that itself can be something, a newsworthy topic that could open some doors with you with the local media. We got a question for you. What about things like wedding rings? Those also show up. Did you just see the national report about a wedding ring that was found a decade or so after it was lost and was found in the local wastewater treatment plant? That's a heck of a human interest story that might gain some media attention and help then provide you opportunities to open the door with your local media and or newspapers. What's another thing that you can buy after you talk to your supervisors? What are some other topics that you come up with, or maybe some general suggestions? One of those might be the amount of sewage that they treat daily or annually. Folks could get eye-opening figures on just that simple amount alone. Or what about just the wastewater treatment process? Who knew that there are neat things called water bears that are breaking down wastewater, breaking down the nutrients, and making sure that it doesn't go into our environment untreated? That's a heck of a story, and water bears make for a heck of a opportunity for you to share on media posts and social media and articles. So what else can you do? Like I said, just any public interest story. Talk to your operators, talk about maybe find out their years of dedication to your organization. There's a myriad of things that I think the general public would be interested in learning about wastewater treatment, both on the personal side, like the individuals and what they do, or on the technical side, on the amount of nitrogen and phosphorus that they prevent from entering the environment and making things and messing up our aquatic environment. So after you gather that, what can you do with it? Where do you go? Well, there's a myriad of opportunities for you to get that information out and about. We all know about social media. Does your wastewater treatment plant have a social media site? If so, what are the number of followers? More than likely, I'd be surprised if there's very many. But maybe from your wastewater treatment plant's site, you could post onto larger Facebook sites, such as maybe your local city or county, and make a post there to a larger audience that can share some of the news or the information about the plant. Or another option is newspaper articles. Small town newspapers in particular offer a great opportunity for you to get information shared out. Folks are always looking for new articles or information about what their local government employees are doing. So I've found that small town newspapers are a great venue for you to share the information. And it might be simply a picture. It could be simply a picture of what the incoming water source looks like versus what the outgoing water looks like after your treatment plant has treated it. Those are just some simple things you can do. And then finally, what about getting the news media involved? That offers an interesting challenge for you. Don't be afraid to invite media out and get them exposed firsthand to your facility. And like I just mentioned, a great opportunity may be for a local news article or a news reporter to see the color of water that your plant comes in versus the color that's leaving the plant after it's been treated. There's just so many opportunities. There's just so many ways that for you to step up to the plate and start sharing news about the benefits of your wastewater treatment plant. I hope that you'll give some of these a consideration. I hope that you'll look and give an honest evaluation as to opportunities for you that for ways that you can step up to the plate and increase awareness of your plant. And hopefully you'll accept the challenge to be 10,001, be the one that shares information about your wastewater treatment plant and the benefits that it's providing with protecting our public health. Thank you.
Thank you to all our listeners for tuning into this episode of the EFC Network Podcast, brought to you with support from the US EPA. Be sure to stay tuned for future EFC Network podcast episodes.